Good evening and welcome to another edition of Destination Out. Mike Johnston here until 2 a.m. Tonight on Destination Out, we're going to feature a few live cuts from Archie Shepp from the late 60s and into the 70s. He's our feature artist tonight, so stick around for that. We'll start that up in about an hour. And we're going to open the program up tonight with a couple of cuts from Freddie Hubbard. This one from the album Open Sesame. This is a tune titled Gypsy Blue, and Freddie Hubbard is on trumpet, Tina Brooks, tenor, McCoy Tyner at the piano, Sam Jones bass, Clifford Jarvis on drums from 1960 on the Blue Note label.
Thank you.
couple of tracks from Freddie Hubbard to open things up tonight. That was a tune called Asiatic Rays, written by Kenny Dorham, another great trumpeter. Freddie Hubbard, though, was trumpet on this. It's from his album Going Up. Hank Mobley, tenor. McCoy Tyner, piano. Paul Chambers, bass. Philly Joe Jones, drums. 1960, Blue Note record album. And before that, Open Sesame, really great album from Freddie Hubbard with Tina Brooks, who very under-recorded artist. That was recorded in 1960 also on the Blue Note label. Up next, we're going to check out a couple of cuts from trumpeter Ted Kersen. And Ted Kersen recorded some nice albums with Mingus around 1960 and moved to Europe, lived different countries the rest of his life in Europe. This is a album he put together on the British Fontana label originally with Bill Barron on tenor, Ted Kersen on trumpet, Herb Buschler bass, and Dick Burke is on drums. Recorded in 1964 and a tune called Quicksand.
Thank you.
Ted Kersen from the album The New Thing and the Blue Thing, that had Bill Barron on tenor, George Arvantes at the piano, Herb Buschler bass, Dick Burke on drums. 1965, originally came out on the Atlantic album. That was from a CD reissue on the Koch label. And Ted Kersen, Tears for Dolphy, before that, with Bill Barron. Played some clarinet on that cut, too. Herb Buschler bass, Dick Burke drums, no piano on that. 1964 recording date for that. Going to keep it with another cut that has Ted Kersen on it. This is from a really great live Mingus record. Mingus at Antibes. Is that, checking out the pronunciation. Festival of 1960 in France. And Ted Kersen trumpet, Eric Dolphy on all of his various instruments, Booker Irvin tenor, Danny Richmond drums, and Mingus on bass. One of my favorite Mingus records. It's on the Atlantic label. It didn't come out in 1960. I think the vinyl issue of it was late 70s, early 80s initially. And this is from a CD reissue of it. But again, I think an exceptional Mingus live record. We're going to hear a version of Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from Bobby Bradford and John Carter's new art jazz ensemble. We heard Sticks and Stones, Tom Williamson bass, Bruce Freeman on drums. Really nice album from 1969. And we opened, or before that was Anthony Ortega, another great Los Angeles area player. I think he maybe actually lives in San Diego. Nice duet track from An Afternoon in Paris with Cash Killian on bass, track called Jupiter. And we opened that set up with Mingus at Antibes Festival 1960 and Wednesday night prayer meeting. 2 minutes after the hour, we'll be back with our feature, Archie Shepp, live music tonight.